Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday weekend is fit, sunny intervals on light winds, highs of 13, lows of 10. Tuesday weekend is fit, light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 15, lows of 11. Wednesday weekend is fit, light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 14, lows of 9. Thursday weekend is fit, light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 13, lows of 9. And Friday weekend is fit, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 13, lows of 8. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, a special field of remembrance will once again be opened to the public at Carisbrook Castle this month to commemorate those in the uniformed services who lost their lives in service of their country. The field was introduced in the Princess Beatrice Garden at Carisbrook Castle in 2010. It was established by the then Lord Lieutenant of the Isle of Wight, Major General Sir Martin White, as a place where residents can pay their respects around the time of Remembrance Sunday. A formal service of remembrance, which members of the public are welcome to attend, will take place at the castle on Thursday the 11th of November at 10:45 a.m. Crosses can be purchased at the castle, with proceeds going to the Royal British Legion. Refreshments at a small charge will be provided by the Women's Institute. Meanwhile, mince pie fever is hitting the Isle of Wight again as Bright Bulb Designs Mince Pie Marathon returns for another year of short crust madness, raising valuable funds for the White Brainy Bunch charity. The initiative, which is in its third year, has raised £10,000 for the charity over the previous years, which goes towards families affected by brain tumours on the island. Bright Bulb Design CEO Matt Jeffrey said, "I'm so excited to see the Mince Pie Marathon return. Every year we have stories to tell from the event. Last year we delivered mince pies at the top of scaffolding for builders whilst residents and businesses alike donated pies to carers and the hospital to say thank you for all the great work that had been done over the course of the year." Finally, crime on the Isle of Wight has fallen by 8% during the COVID pandemic, but drugs offences have risen by a staggering 30%, the latest figures from the Isle of Wight's Community Safety Partnership reveal. The impact of COVID is evident when looking at local crime rates between April 2020 and March 2021. With three lockdowns over the 12-month period, as well as the restrictive tier system, 679 fewer crimes were reported than in the previous year, although some sectors saw a rise. The CSP has said that lockdowns resulted in fewer opportunities for crimes to take place as people remained in their homes and businesses were closed. Although crime fell by 7.8% on the island overall, nationally there has been a 13.1% reduction. The island's crime rate is lower than the national average at 64.5 per 1,000 on the Isle of Wight and 77.6 per 1,000 in the rest of England. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole. This is Jasper with four obscure holidays of the week. Number 1. Chaos Never Dies Day on the 9th of November takes for perspective that the perfect, tranquil moment we're always searching for and anticipating doesn't and probably never will exist, and that we should make the most of the present moment, chaos and all, and accept it. The world, especially today, needs a large quantity of stress alleviation, tranquility, and general relaxation. Let's face it, we need to take a break from it all. We're always busy, and nothing is ever simple or calm. So this is the ideal day for a picnic in the park, a good book, or anything else that will help you relax. Number 2. Fancy Rat and Mouse Day on the 12th of November is an occasion to honour these lovely critters. The fancy rat is a domesticated brown rat, not to be confused with wild black rats, and the fancy mouse is a domesticated variety of the house mouse. Both are intelligent and caring animals that make excellent pets, especially for children, because they require far less care than a dog, cat, or rabbit. Rats and mice are generally connected with infections and crime, and many fear them. As a result, this could be an excellent opportunity to get to know the creatures and become more at ease with them. Number 3. Kindness Day on the 13th of November is a day on which people are encouraged to do something as basic as donating essentials to their local community. Many people are so preoccupied with their own life that they fail to consider what other people may require. However, doing something good for others can also be healthy for you too. Observing how others respond to your generosity may be a huge pleasure. It is beneficial for everyone to recognise the benefits and kindness that this aspect of human nature provides. The day serves as a reminder that we are not alone in our life, that others care about us, and that we do not live in a world without good. And finally, number 4, Loosen Up and Lighten Up Day on the 14th of November teaches us that sometimes all we have to do is let go and grin at the craziness that life throws at us. Every day is a new lap in the rat race, and we might become so wrapped up in it that we tie ourselves in too tightly. Things have to go just right, and if they don't, we start to lose our heads a little. Begin each day by not stressing about being where you need to be. If you want to, simply take things slowly. This is the day to let go of the things that ordinarily irritate you so that you would be free of the pain and stress. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays of the week.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
In local news this week, a plea has been issued by an Isle of Wight charity after its clothes bank was targeted by fire. The Phoenix Project has said that its charity clothes collection bin in Ryde was allegedly set fire to. The charity supports islanders with learning and physical disabilities, hosting a range of activities. A spokesperson from the charity said, "Please can people sort out some old clothes to donate to them to replace what they've lost. These days, more than ever, charities need all the help they can get." The Phoenix Project is based at the Phoenix Centre in Haylands. For more information, you can email inquiries@phoenixprojectiow.org. Meanwhile, Small Brook Lane in Ryde is to be closed in both directions for another week to enable the first stage of utility work as part of a Small Brook roundabout safety improvements. Motorists will have to divert via Green Lane to Brading or into Ryde Town to bypass the closure, which will be in force for the next week. The road will reopen before closing again for a 2-week period on Monday the 22nd of November. There is some good news for motorists though, as Great Preston Road has now fully reopened in both directions. Finally, this week marked 25 years since Cal's teenager Damien Nettles disappeared, tragically never to be seen again. the mysterious and unsolved disappearance of Damien, who vanished at the age of 16, has played on the minds of islanders ever since. CCTV video footage at the time showed the 16-year-old at Yorkie's Chip Shop, which used to be on Cowes High Street. He did not make it home and has never been found. Sadly, Damien's family had to endure the case being listed as a cold case in 2018. Despite theories, arrests and searches, no trace of the teenager has ever been found. Valerie, husband Ed, and their other children, James, Sarah and Melissa, moved to Texas 20 years ago. It was a wrench for Valerie to leave the island, but her husband found work in the US and the children settled there with children of their own. The anonymous Crime Stoppers number remains an open door for anyone who knows anything. Just phone 0800 555 111. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotall.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. Ben Rector, who's a rock singer, born in 1986, is 35. Emma Stone, who's a movie actress, born in 1988, who's 33. And Hannah McLeod, who's a TV actress, born in 2003, who's 18. That's it for your famous birthdays. We'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now!
This is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is cacoethes. It is the urge to do something which is inadvisable. It can be used in the sentence, "She has a cacoethes for speaking slang in public." It originated from the mid-16th century via Latin, from the Greek word for ill-disposed, from the words kakos, which means bad, plus ethos, which means disposition. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Hello, this is Jasper with the films shown at Commodore Cinema and Cineworld in the coming week. Eternals, which is a 12A, shown at Commodore and Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. No Time to Die, which is a 12A, shown at Commodore and Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. Dune, which is a 12A, shown at Commodore and Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. Venom, Let There Be Carnage, which is a 15, shown at Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. The Boss Baby 2, Family Business, which is a PG, shown at Commodore and Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. The Addams Family 2, which is a PG, shown at Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. Last Night in Soho, which is an 18, shown at Commodore and Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. Run's Gone Wrong, which is a PG, shown at Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. Halloween Kills, which is an 18, shown at Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. King Richard, which is a 12A, shown at Cineworld on Monday. The Card Counter, which is a 15, shown at Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. Quant, which is a 12A, shown at Cineworld on Tuesday. Spencer, which is a 12A, shown at Cineworld on Friday. And finally, The French Dispatch, which is a 15, shown at Commodore on Monday to Thursday. For more details, including timings, check the Commodore Cinema and Cineworld websites.
Hello, I'm Blake with some jokes that make you wonder why you should listen to this radio station. What's a mummy's favourite type of music? Rap. I'm only familiar with 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why. I also have some jokes about unemployed people, but sadly, none of them work. The game we are going to be talking about is Apex Legends.
It is a popular battle royale game that came out early 2019. In it, you drop onto a map, and the objective is to find weapons and items to eliminate the other players with.
Last team standing wins the game.
However, there's also one extra thing. At the start of the match, each player picks a legend.
each legend has their own specific passive ability, regular ability that has like a certain cooldown after they use it, and an ultimate.
The ultimate abilities are very powerful but take a long time to charge.
Depending on which legend you choose, because some legends have really, really bad ultimates.
The game is currently in its 11th season, which started a couple of days ago, which has brought in a new map called Stormpoint.
Stormpoint is the biggest map now in the game, being 15% bigger than the recent biggest map, which is called World's Edge.
Also, there are environmental hazards in the form of eight prowlers, which are essentially alien dog-type things,
yeah, like
and
dog
spiders. Wolves.
And there's also flyers, like these big like dragon things that fly around the map, and they have these like loot boxes that if you shoot them enough, they'll drop them.
Additionally, yeah, there's a new legend added in Season 11, Ash, which is a robot lady with a sword.
Ash was a character that was a villain in an old game that Respawn made called Titanfall.
Ash has been featured in a previous game made by the same company called Titanfall 2 and has reappeared in this game.
You can play it on PC, Xbox, PlayStation and Nintendo Switch and mobile.
The game is free to play, although you can pay extra to access certain legends.
It's like a free game, but there's like in-store credits and stuff that you have to like spend money on.
You play with a squad of three other players.
Or you can play duos with two other players.
Correct.
And then each server has a maximum of 60 people in it. So with duos, that's 30 teams of two. And then there's another game mode on it where it's just like 3v3. It's like a team battle instead of a battle royale.
In the arenas game mode, you're put into a certain map, you buy weapons, and then you fight against each other in a 3 versus 3 in an enclosed location.
I'm pretty sure it's rated 12 and up, but
I think it might be a 16, yeah. But
it might be a 16, but it's not really that bad.
I think it's suitable for somewhere along the lines of 13.
Hello, this is Blake with your gig guide. Sunday, we have Close to Home at the Railway Inn Ride at 6 p.m. On Monday, we have Grant Sharkley, which is ticketed at the Medina Bookshop at Cowes at 7 p.m. Jazz Jam, hosted by the Jim Thorne Trio, Key Arts, Newport, 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, we have Steve Loves Island Songs at Moncton Arts Ride, 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, we have Platform 1 presents Strings Bar and Venue, Newport, 7 p.m. And that's it for your gig guide.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is a recipe for crumpet pizzas. The ingredients you will need: 6 crumpets, 4 tablespoons of passata, 4 tablespoons of ketchup, 1/2 teaspoon of dried oregano, toppings of your choice, peppers, cherry, tomatoes, red onions, sweet corn, olives, ham, and basil all work well, and 75 grams of cheddar cheese grated. Step 1. Heat the grill to high. Lightly toast the crumpets in a toaster or under the grill. Meanwhile, mix the passata, ketchup and oregano together in a bowl and then season. Chop your chosen toppings into small pieces. Young children can tear basil or chop soft veg in a cup using safety scissors. Line a baking tray with foil and then spread the sauce over the crumpets. Then top with the veg and the cheese and then arrange on the tray and the grill for 3 to 4 minutes until the cheese is golden and bubbling. Leave to cool slightly before eating. This recipe is great for younger people who can learn about cooking. That's your recipe for this week. Hello, I'm Ophelia, and I have some jokes for you.
Warning, these jokes are very cringy.
I entered 10 puns into a contest to see which would win. No pun intended. How do you measure a snake? In inches. They don't have feet. Where does a waitress go with only one leg to work? IHOP. What does a house wear? A dress. Why are toilets always so good at poker? Because they always get a flush. Where is Peter Pan always flying? To the Neverlands. I love this joke because it never grows. And finally, you heard the rumour going on about butter. Never mind, I shouldn't spread it. That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.